Number 66. New kind of school. We're tired of the bad behavior, says Walter Burns, director of the newly opened Erudite Academy, known as EA. How do students usually spend their time in school? Erupting? Planning various escapades? Using lessons for escapism? We're planning to stop all that. An estimable idea, no doubt. Burns knows that parents all over the country espouse an overhaul of modern education, and it is their espousal of his methods that make him hope he can reverse the seemingly eternal decline of school ethics and the constant violence that erupts in inner-city institutions. He explains EA's ethos this way. We're not like other academies. We're going to eschew esoteric subjects and concentrate on essentials. We want the students to know the basics, he continued. The difference between a river and an estuary, for example, or where to find the esophagus on the human body. His estranged wife, Hillary Johnson, will teach etymology and etiquette classes. Johnson, who people often eulogize for both her euphonious voice and her ethereal beauty, feels that students must learn proper techniques of using euphemism and writing a eulogy, which will be valuable tools in their professional lives and may lead others to esteem them. The school will also offer ethnology classes, which Burns feels may help stop the escalation of ethnic violence in the city. Some other courses include botany, where students study such plants as the bamboo and eucalyptus, and debate class, where students can discuss such topics as abortion and euthanasia. And for fun, art class, where students will learn painting, drawing, and etching. Learning to etch is relaxing, but also good for mental development, Burns says. Parents of EA students are eulogistic, but not everyone feels the same euphoria. It's just a finishing school, says critic Peter B. Hartwell, claiming the school lacks diversity. Its only benefit is eugenic. Don't get lost in the euphony of Burns' speeches, he warns. He's only trying to evade society's real problems. Complaints from others are beginning to escalate. In fact, Mr. Burns has hired an armed escort to take him to and from class. And last week, EA received a bomb threat, and the students had to evacuate. One woman, who refused to be named, claimed to have espied Burns on several occasions with Alicia Bergman, who was recently accused of espionage. Burns denies this charge, but the controversy surrounding him may begin to estrange even his own supporters.